From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo promised to prioritize the Gotong Royong vaccination, a private-funded vaccination program for the private sector for workers in the Batam industrial area in the Riau Island. As quoted by Tempo.co, President Joko Widodo, as he spoke with Secretary of Batam City, Jeffrey Din Hamid, on the sidelines of his visit to oversee mass vaccination in Kepulauan Riau Island on May 19, stated that the health ministry is by his side and the government will prioritize Batam, mainly its industry. Jeffrey Din Hamid explained that Batam is an industrial city home to a plethora of workers in numerous industries which contribute to sustain the area's economic growth amidst the national recovery program. According to Jeffrey Din, the number of workers in Batam in 2020 reached more than 300,000 domestic workers and more than 6,000 international workers. President Joko Widodo also explained that the Gotong Royong vaccine program is still hampered by supply-related issues. The government targets 30 million COVID-19 vaccine doses, but only 420,000 doses that have arrived. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin on Wednesday revealed his plan to pay a visit to Papua and West Papua. The plan aligned with the Quick Win program intending to fast-track the development and welfare of Papuans. As reported by Tempo.co, at the gathering of the Vice Presidential Secretariat held virtually on Wednesday, he assured that there are no misperceptions regarding the construction in the two regions. He also emphasized that the government's program for the two most eastern Indonesian regions are based on the approach towards welfare and to improve trust to the government. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin also guaranteed that the government will always protect the residents of Papua and make sure that the major development programs there are conducted properly. Coordinating Minister of Human Development and Culture Muhajir Effendi urged relevant authorities to detect whether hundreds of returning Indonesian migrant workers in Riau Island province were carrying the new variant of SARS-CoV-2 that causes COVID-19. As reported by Antaranus Agency, Minister Muhajir Effendi in a written statement released on Wednesday explained that this is the point of conducting genome sequencing. The government must take precautionary measures against those arriving from abroad since Indonesia is focusing on preventing new variants of the COVID-19, including those from Africa, Britain, and India. He made the statement in response to a report that some 170 Indonesian migrant workers had tested positive for COVID-19 upon arrival in Riau Island from Malaysia. Meanwhile, a total of 33 Indonesian migrant workers that had recently arrived from Malaysia also tested positive for COVID-19 in North Sumatra province. The Indonesian migrant workers have secured COVID-19-free certificates from the Malaysian authorities before returning to Indonesia. However, after conducting self-isolation and taking repeat tests in Indonesia, they were found to be infected with COVID-19. The COVID-19 pandemic has made Indonesia's creative economy and tourism business players collapse for 1 year. The results of the Bank Indonesia survey showed that amid the COVID-19 pandemic, 72% of micro, small, medium enterprises players underwent a decline in performance and productions, which hit 34 million Indonesian creative economy and tourism business actors. Minister of Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, in a meeting between the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy and the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce, Kadin, on Wednesday, ensured that 34 million creative economy and tourism business actors can rise up through several stimulus programs prepared by his ministry.
Karena COVID-19 ini memaksa kita untuk
COVID-19 forces us to adjust with two things. First is digitalization, and the second is about the health aspects. So as ministers of tourism and creative economy, I will ensure that 34 million actors in the creative economy and tourism can take the opportunities in the future.
Bisa mengambil peluang-peluang untuk masa depannya.
Moreover, Minister Sandiaga explained that his side will ensure that the stimulus for tourism grants is on target and it can revive the tourism sector and Indonesia's creative economy through data that will be announced by the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce as a partner of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. Let's move on to the international news. U.S. President Joe Biden has told Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu he expects a significant de-escalation in the Gaza conflict on Wednesday. The White House stated Biden wanted a path to ceasefire. As quoted by BBC.com, the U.S. is a staunch ally of Israel and has so far opposed a joint U.N. Security Council statement of the conflict. According to Israeli media, in response, Netanyahu said he was determined to carry it on until calm and security are restored to Israeli citizens. The conflict is in its 10th day, with the continuing exchange of rocket fire from Palestinian militants into Israel and Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. On Wednesday, four rockets were also fired from Lebanon into Israel, and Israel's military responded by firing artillery shells at a number of targets in Lebanese territory. It was not immediately clear whether this would prove to be a significant escalation. The Kommersant Daily reported on Wednesday, without disclosing sources, that Nikolai Patrushev, the Secretary of the Russian Security Council and U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, plan to meet in a European city in coming weeks. As reported by Reuters.com, the Russian news outlet said that the two are expected to discuss a proposed summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Joe Biden in June. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov were due to hold talks in Iceland later on Wednesday night, ahead of the potential presidential summit. Relations between Moscow and Washington slumped to a post-Cold War low in March after Biden said he thought Putin was a killer and Moscow recalled its ambassador to Washington for a consultation. But after slapping sanctions against Russia last month, Biden said there was still room for countries to work together. Colombia reopened on Wednesday its land and water borders with all of its immediate neighbors, with exception of Venezuela. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said, as the government tries to boost economic recovery in borders region. As reported by Reuters.com, Colombia's government first closed its border in March last year in an attempt to curb the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. While sea borders were initially reopened late last year, land and river crossing remained closed. The ministry also said in a statement that the country's sea, land and river crossing with Panama, Ecuador, Peru and Brazil were open from 0 hour on May 19, 2021. It further added the decision was taken into the interests of advancing measures that will help economic reactivation of the border areas and the strengthening of integration processes with neighboring countries. That was the news.
some recent years, the development of startups in Indonesia was epic. Quoting from startupranking.com, Indonesia is the fifth country with the most startups, namely with 2,238 startups. However, the first one was United States with 99,029 startups. Behind it is India with 10,143, United Kingdom with 5,665, and Canada with 2,921. This fact cannot allow Indonesia to be complacent. It instead becomes a trigger to have more startups. Moreover, startup business potential in Indonesia is very great to be developed into more massively and better. The ever-increasing total population and internet users from year to year, as well as the improving internet connection speed, are the incredible potentials which can support the development of digital startups. Then comes the question, how to have more startups? What needs to be done by the Education, Culture and Research Technology Ministry as the spearhead to improve more startups both in quantity and quality? First, the Education, Culture, Research and Technology Ministry has encouraged the digital startup studies at higher education. This study was first planned to be obligatory, but the fact that it was then turned as optional was not a problem. Instead, in the context of Merdeka Belajar, or in English, Freedom to Learn, a ministry's program, the ministry's Higher Education Director General Secretary Paristianti Nuwardanyonjusti said it became even better. This means a great awareness about startups is necessary for everyone to be able to choose. Second, the professional lecturers must be prepared to teach this digital startup study. What we need will be innovative and creative minds who can read the needs and then provide the right answer. Lastly, the success of producing more quality startups is susceptible to human resources. A capable human resources is a driver of change, which is related to digital technology use in all aspects of life. Then, higher education must create more innovative and creative digital talents. In return, digital startups will grow massively and with quality in Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, today in history start with the event on May 20, 1908,
when Budi Utomo organization was established. Budi Utomo is a youth organization founded by Dr. Sutomo and Stolvia Medical School students, namely Gunawan Mangunkusumo and Suraji on May 20, 1908. The organization, initiated by Dr. Wahidin Sudira Husodo, was a social, cultural, and an economic sphere, but not a political one. Budi Utomo is the first organization that was general in nature, not regional. After Budi Utomo, various organizations were also founded with the same goals, namely to improve the welfare of Indonesian people. Thus, the establishment of Budi Utomo on May 20, 1908 was considered as the beginning of a movement that became a milestone for Indonesian independence. May 20 was later commemorated as National Awakening Day. The next event was in 2002, the Independence Day of Timor-Leste. On August 30, 1999, in an UN-sponsored referendum, the majority of the people of East Timor chose to leave Indonesia and stand alone as a country. After a transitional period organized by the United Nations, East Timor was recognized internationally as an independent state on 20 May 2002. When East Timor became a member of the United Nations, its official name was changed to be Democratic Republic of Timor-Leste. The last event was in 2010, the death of Indonesian composer Gesang. Gesang Marto Hartono, or better known as Gesang, is a singer and songwriter from Indonesia, especially in keroncong music. Known as the Indonesian keroncong maestro, he is the best known for his Bengawan solo song, which is well known in Asia, especially in Indonesia and Japan. This song has been translated into at least 13 languages, including English, Russian, Chinese, and Japanese. The song Bengawan Solo was even used in one of the Japanese feature films. Gesang passed away in Surakarta, Central Java on May 20, 2010, at the age of 92. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi warna bajumu kala itu. Kali pertama di hidupku, manusia lain memelukku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu. Kue coklat balon menawani pesta hari ulang tahunku. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam banyak kenangan indah. Kau melukis aku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, kembali teringat malamku. Hitung-hitung bintang, saat mataku sulit tidur. Suaramu buatku lelap. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Kau melukis aku, kita tak pernah tahu berapa lama kita diberi waktu. Jika aku pergi lebih dulu, jangan lupakan aku. Ini lagu untukmu, ungkapan terima kasihku. Lembar monokrom hitam putih, aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Biodiversity will be a crucial and strategic flagship. Therefore, research on plant conservation must keep improving. That was stated by Head of National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, Laksana Trihandoko, when joining Botanic Gardens in the Pandemic Era webinar on Tuesday. The webinar was held in conjunction with the 204th anniversary of Bogor Botanical Garden. Trihandoko said that one of BRIN's priorities is refocusing on the digital, green and blue economy, which is based on local resources and diversity, including biodiversity, arts and culture. Thereby, biodiversity's exploration on Indonesian land or waters needs to be intensified for the interests, prosperity and economic advancement of Indonesian people. Meanwhile, in the same webinar, Head of Plant Conservation and Botanical Garden Research Center at the Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, Hendrian said that the function of research and conservation by the botanical garden must keep being strengthened. Botanical gardens' main function include conservation, tropical plant research, environmental services, and edutourism. A botanical garden is also a representation of the nation's plant wealth. Aside from plant conservation, the existence of a botanical garden plays a key role in preserving water resources for the people around it and in bringing balance to the ecosystem in an area. The webinar was also joined by Secretary General of Botanic Gardens Conservation International, BGCI, Paul Smith. He elaborated that the COVID-19 pandemic affected badly towards the botanical garden's development, including temporary closure, decreasing revenue from the closures, and lack of visitors when the gardens are operational again. The pandemic also reduces the number of employees for botanical garden management. Paul also stated that the gardens need financial and technical support, especially when hit by disaster and pandemic. Financial and collection restoration supports are the most important, followed by staff retention, future mitigation, and infrastructure support. The strategy or policy on disaster mitigation in the management and continuity of the botanical garden is also crucial.
Lagi menanti-nanti
listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
May 20th is commemorated as National Awakening Day annually. This Awakening Day has an important meaning in the history of Indonesia. Marked by the establishment of the Budi Utomo organization on May 20, 1908, the birth of Budi Utomo became a new chapter or milestone that fostered the spirit of unity, integrity, nationalism, and awareness to fight for the independence of the Indonesian nations. Besides, it was the inspiration for the establishment of various organizations throughout Indonesia at that time. Thereby, on the commemoration of National Awakening Day, let's get to know the historical witnesses of the National Awakening more closely, namely, the National Awakening Museum. The National Awakening Museum is located at Jalan Abdul Rahman Saleh, No. 26, Central Jakarta. This museum is a legacy of Dutch colonialism, which was used as a place for medical education, stovia, or school taught uplading fund in Landsartsen, namely the Bumiputra Medical School. It was in stovia that an organization called the Budi Utomo was declared. In this building, several movement figures such as Ki Hajar Dewantoro, Cipto Mangunkusumo, and R. Sutomo had studied. Therefore, in 1973, the Jakarta Provincial Government restored the building, and on May 20, 1974, under the leadership of President Suharto, it was inaugurated as the National Awakening Building. Then, on February 7, 1984, it became the National Awakening Museum. Entering the museum building, visitors can see classrooms and laboratories, dormitories, sports venues, canteens, kitchen, and halls. Inside the museum, there is also a library room managed by the Buku Berkaki community, which collects thousands of children's books. In addition, the hall is also used for a free traditional dance school, which is managed by the Belantara Budaya Indonesia Foundation. The National Awakening Museum collects 2,042 pieces in the forms of buildings, furniture, wall clocks, bell hangers, medical equipment, clothes, weapons, photos, paintings, sculptures, dioramas, maps, mock-ups, sketches, and miniatures. The entire collection is exhibited in several rooms, including the Initial Movement Room, the National Awareness Room, and Movement Room, and the Budi Utomo Memorial Room.
So fast when I'm with you. No matter what I do, every time you send shivers through my body, feels like something. If you ever been in love, you know what I feel. I'm falling so hard, but I am flying with your wing. Yeah, you light up my world. A thousand fireworks light up when you look my way. You make this heartbeat. 'Cause they say true love never fails. So I'm giving my all, giving it all to you. Oh,
all about you. In my mind, your picture stays. My body can't handle what my heart feels. Straight from the heart, through my blood, into my veins, and I'm all about you. In my mind, your picture stays. My body can't handle what my heart feels. Wondering if you ever felt the same way. Yeah, you light up. Just can't. Maybe it's just meant to be, and now I'm blinded, but I can't give up on love.
Well then, listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
May 20, 2021 is commemorated as National Awakening Day. This date is coincided with the birth of the Budi Utama organization founded in 1908. Budi Utama's birth was a new chapter or milestone that fosters a spirit of unity, nationalism, and awareness to fight for the independence of the Indonesian nation. The commemoration of the day, which is the 113th this year, carried the theme Awakening, We Are a Tough Nation. This theme reminds us that the spirit of national awakening teaches us to always be optimistic in fighting and facing the future. Together, we can face all challenges and problems as the successors of the resilience of this nation. This year, the commemoration of the National Awakening Day is carried out with a virtual flag ceremony by the Ministry of Communication and Informatics of the Republic of Indonesia and broadcast by streaming via komin.fo/Harkitnas 2021. National Awakening Day is also held in various regions with the same spirit, for example in Yogyakarta. Coinciding with the commemoration of the National Awakening Day, Governor of the Special Region of Yogyakarta, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X, launched a community movement called the Indonesia Raya Bergema Movement. This declaration activity took place at Dalam Mandalasana Kraton Yogyakarta, which was marked by a struggle song performance by the Abdi Dalam group Musikanan Kraton Yogyakarta. In addition, there was also a collaboration between the Jogja violin community and a choir group, Jogja Bersatu Senior High School Alumni, which performs struggling songs and folk songs. The Mandalasana Musikanan performance at the Yogyakarta Palace has been routinely held in every commemoration of the national holidays. However, at the moment of the 2021 Awakening Day, Abdi Dalam Musikanan made a special appearance to enliven the Indonesia Raya Bergema movement. Indonesia Raya Bergema is a non-stop public awareness campaign movement to strengthen nationalism by singing the Indonesia Raya national anthem every day at designated hours in public spaces such as educational institutions, government agencies, private offices, shopping centers, and other possible places. The public can listen to and follow a series of Indonesia Raya Bergema events through a number of official media, such as through television broadcasts and live streaming YouTube Kraton Yogyakarta.
percaya padamu lagi yang aku dengar sana sini kau punya janji lalu yang mana aku dia atau dia jadi bagaimana aku bingung yeah yang jelas
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volcom, detecting overdriving van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I'm going to present to you a song by a female singer who was famous in 1990s, Alda Risma. The song is Aku Tak Biasa. The first single from Alda's debut album entitled Aku Tak Biasa was released in 1998. The song succeeded in making Alda's name famous at that time. The song, which created by Rudy Loho, won the Indonesian Music Award for Best Solo Female Pop Artist. Aku Tak Biasa was re-sung by Syahrini in 2010. Here is Alda Risma with Aku Tak Biasa.
Aku
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dulu ku merasa sempurna karenamu indahnya waktuku bersamamu. Ingatkah diriku yang telah berjanji padamu untuk selamanya kau akan selalu menjadi.
My number one girl, my only number one girl. Maafkanlah aku sayangku. tak pernah terjadi. Namun hatiku tertuju padamu. Rindu ini ku simpan sendiri. Adakah dirimu rindu juga padaku? Ingatlah dirimu yang telah berjanji padaku. Untuk selamanya ku akan selalu menjadi.
Is care for you, loving you and holding you. I'm sorry for hurting you.
It's easy to forgive, but it's hard for me to forget.
But hear me, tell me what to do to make you stay. I give you everything.
Oh yeah,
my number one girl,
my number one girl.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.